Some 270 secondary school teachers locked Jonglei State's Ministry of Education Director General Abel Manyon in his office on Monday to protest the delay in paying their incentives, totaling more than 30 million South Sudanese pounds. On Tuesday, teachers also locked secondary school director Francis Mayan in his office. Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayan Akon says Manyon will remain under house arrest until the teachers' grievances are addressed.
We have took the responsibility of the issue, and then we shall make communication to our leaders in Juba, especially our governor. We will see the reaction of the governor, because he's already aware about this issue. We don't want violence in the state or in the town.
Teachers' representative Jacob Attany says teachers in the state agreed with police that Manyon should be kept under house arrest until their issues are resolved.
It was after a long negotiation, a long mediation, which was by Mayan Akon's outside. Teachers were disagreeing with him, and they sometime agreed in some point, and they disagreed totally in some point. So until there is consensus where they agreed to release the Director General for Finance, who is also acting as the Secretary General in the state, and the DG was also released, and the Director for Secondary Education was also released. And in that, teachers agreed to let Abel and Mayan stay at home for 3 days.
Attany says state officials have failed to fulfill several promises regarding teachers' incentives.
If there is no fruitful information given on Friday, then the strike will continue. The locking of offices will also continue until we find the facts from the concerned authorities in the state.
Kuyok Abol Kuyok, Undersecretary in the National Ministry for General Education, told South Sudan in Focus last month that the money for teachers' incentives from last year up through March of this year was sent to all states, including Jonglei. He says if teachers did not receive their money, they should contact the State Education Ministry's Director General. Jonglei's Education Ministry Director General Manyon insists his ministry has not received the money from Juba. Each teacher was supposed to receive the equivalent of $40 a month, paid in South Sudanese pounds at the prevailing exchange rate for the past 15 months. Several phone calls and text messages to newly appointed Jonglei Governor Dinay Jok Chagor, who has yet to arrive in the state, went unanswered. I am Deng Gaideng for VOA News.